I guess that also ties into the question of, in postmenopausal women who are started on an aromatase inhibitor up front, how long do you continue the aromatase inhibitor?
Well, that's a very important question for which we don't have any data. All the clinical trials that have reported so far have focused on up to 5 years of AI therapy. Some even gave less. So the crossover studies like the intergroup exemestane study completed a total of 5 years of endocrine therapy, of which 2 to 3 years was tamoxifen. ATAC and BIG-198 used 5 years of the AI. The MA-17 study planned to use 5 years of the AI, but because of the early release of the data, the average duration of treatment was actually only 2.5 years. So there are surprisingly few data on treating women with aromatase inhibitor therapy beyond 5 years. So there are going to be studies that address that question. The NSABP has embarked on a study for women who are finishing 5 years of combined therapy with either an AI alone or tamoxifen and then an AI, and will continue either a placebo or an AI in these women. The MA-17 investigators are doing a study for women who are finishing 10 years of therapy. That's 5 years of tamoxifen and then 5 years of letrozole to again re-randomize them to letrozole or a placebo. And so in the years ahead, we will have more data. So what I tell patients when they're starting treatment right now is, you know, let's get to the 5-year mark and then hopefully we'll have some more news and we can update them at that point.
But I think our whole perception of breast cancer has changed a lot in the last few years in terms of the long-term history, particularly in these women who have ER-positive tumors like these two patients, in terms of the risk of relapse beyond 5 years. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's been known for a long time that breast cancer, particularly estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, has a long natural history. And there are late recurrences all the time. And in fact, the majority of the recurrences, or at least half the recurrences, are going to be after year 5 as opposed to before year 5. And it's not that people weren't aware of that. It's that we didn't have data that treatment beyond 5 years was valuable. So we had randomized trials of tamoxifen duration that suggested 5 years was the optimal point and that more therapy wasn't helpful. And it was only when we had data that extended the use of adjuvant endocrine therapy, such as an MA-17 or the NSABP B33 data, where women who finished 5 years of tamoxifen were then randomly assigned to a placebo or an AI, that we now can show that there is ongoing benefit from anti-estrogen therapy. The other thing that happens, of course, is that as time goes by, the percentage of recurrences that are distant metastatic recurrences declines. And the percentage of breast cancer events that are new second primary tumors in the same or the opposite breast increases. So as you get beyond years 7, 8, 9, actually a lot of the benefit of these anti-estrogen strategies is really in secondary prevention of another breast cancer. That's not a trivial concern, and most breast cancer patients would happily prevent those second breast cancers. But in fact, those are the events that tend to increase in frequency as time goes by.